Loving North Devon. This is The Voice.
Something I'm really excited about. I love talking about this. The Woodyard Project. It's been going from strength to strength since it launched, and it was inspired by the author Anne Cleves and her book, The Long Call. Maybe you've read it. It's set here in North Devon. It supports the community in North Devon. So to tell us a bit more about it, Kayleigh Pullin-Rogers and Hepsie Godden join us. Good morning to you both.
Good morning. Morning.
Thanks for coming. Having us. Thank you. So for those who don't know about the Woodyard Project, tell us a little bit about it.
So it started as a fictional place in the books, as you said, and some wonderful local organisation leads reached out to Anne and put it to her that perhaps it would be a good idea to start that up as a reality in Barnstable. The books were all based in Barnstable in the local areas, and she gave her blessing and gave some start-up funding for it and sort of said, yes, that sounds like a really lovely idea. That was a few years ago, and a lot's changed in Barnstable since then. So how it needed to look sort of needed to be a little bit different to how it was going to be initially. But we have a management committee that kind of came together. I was brought in about just over a year ago to find out what was going on and make sure that what we were going to do was going to be benefiting people in Barnstable and find out what we could do to fill some gaps. We looked at the loneliness report that sort of showed that the age demographic of people that were experiencing the most loneliness in the area were 40 to 60. So we sort of used that as a bit of a target audience to try and make sure that we're giving something to the community that looks at those people and how we can support them, but also is welcoming to everybody.
Yeah. Hepsie, we spoke about this when it launched, didn't we? Because it was still sort of a bit, I suppose, organic and sort of free-flowing in its sort of, you know, you're sort of finding out what people wanted. And I remember talking then to you about that demographic, the 40 to 60, and we were saying, weren't we, like, when your kids grow up a little bit and you're not doing the school run every day, perhaps, you're sort of cut away from a whole group of people all of a sudden, aren't you?
Yeah, change can equal like loneliness and isolation. And I think that the age gap of 40 to 60 kind of like aren't really focused on. They're a bit invisible. So it's really nice to be able to like focus on that cohort of people to be able to say that loneliness is a thing and that we can sort of like come together and not feel lonely.
Yeah. And you've got some incredible events and things that you run to combat this, don't you? So tell us a little bit about the projects and the sessions that you have.
So we've been really, really lucky to work with Richard and Kaz at the Castle Chambers Cafe. They've opened their doors to us to start Mindful Mondays in that space. And it's a really quirky, unique cafe. It's got lots of different beautiful rooms. And so the Mindful Mondays that we're doing in there is every second and fourth Monday of the month. And we've got the dining room downstairs where we've got crafts and activities and stuff going on. We've got Pete from Root Cause that comes over and does the crafts and shows you how to do these really beautiful, quite often woven crafts. We've got Comfy Room upstairs, which has got sofas and armchairs, and people have taken to bringing their own crafts from home, getting their hot drink and taking it upstairs and having a little chat, which is lovely. We've got a little quiet room, so if you don't really feel very chatty but you want to be around people, there's an option to sit in there. There's books and jigsaws in there. We've got board games, and then we've got the hall in the Castle Centre as well that we hire out at the same time. And we've got Claire Colby from Space to Be Wellbeing doing Hands on Books project in there. And as we grow, we'd like to get more things going on in there. But what I really like about it is that we've got different people from organisations coming in to share about what they're doing in their spaces as well. So it sort of signposts people over to different things outside of the Mindful Mondays. And we've had people coming in and doing team lunches and things, which is really lovely because Richard does an amazing lunch and beautiful, beautiful cakes.
I've seen on the Facebook page for the Woodyard Project, you've got a little video, haven't you? Like a little tour of the centre. And I really love that because that just sort of, it can be quite daunting to go into something for the first time, especially if you're on your own. So it's like that introduction. Oh, that's what it looks like.
Yeah. And just that first step into the door, it's so much easier when you know what that looks like and which door it is you've got to go through.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's half the battle, isn't it? Yeah. It's like walking into a cafe and meeting people inside and you're like, oh no, I don't want to do it.
Yeah.
You know. So you've got your Mindful Mondays and you mentioned about different people from the community coming in and running different sessions. Are you looking for more people to get involved with that sort of thing?
Yeah, always. And looking for feedback and things from people that use it as well, to see what it is that they would like to see in that area and what it is that we could potentially offer as well. But yeah, getting different organisations to come in and do workshops. We've got the hall. We have got people lined up to potentially do it, but I don't want to say too much until it's all been sort of definitive and it's all definitely happening.
So collaboration is definitely a core of what we do. So we don't want to sort of like, we're about coming together, and it's about coming together not only about the people that we support but also the organisations within the third sector as well.
So if somebody's listening at the moment and thinks they might be able to offer something, then just get in touch.
Get in touch with me. My email is thewoodyard@ndvs.org.uk. And happy to discuss anything that could work and see what we can do together.
Yeah. You do some quiz nights as well, don't you? Tell us about this.
We've just done our Easter quiz and that was really, really lovely. We've got Simon, who's currently the chair of the Woodyard, who does the Quizmaster task. And he is absolutely incredible. He does it up in London as well. But we usually do it in the hall, in the Castle Centre Hall, and the next one is on the 4th of July. What's lovely about the quizzes is that you don't have to have a team. You can come on your own. It doesn't matter how many people are in your party. You can come in and sit down and we'll make sure that you feel really welcome and we'll team you up with other people.
And it's a fundraising event, but also, again, like at the core of what we do, it's about bringing people together. So like Kayleigh said, you don't have to have a team. You can just come in as you are and join and meet different people and be part of the quiz.
Yeah. That might be the first time somebody goes into the centre as well for that quiz, mightn't it? They might not know much about it before then, but perhaps by going in and being part of the quiz, they might interact with other sessions and things that you have on as
Yeah, definitely. And I've quite often got flyers out and things and can talk to people about the Mindful Mondays that we do as well, because obviously it's all in the same space, which is nice, because once you've been in the hall, you'll then know that the cafe's just there.
Yeah. We need to talk about reading for wellbeing. I could talk about reading and books for hours. We won't, but tell us about this.
This is incredible. Again, it's linked to Anne Cleves. It's something that she founded a few years back, and it's something that has been absolutely thriving in the Northeast. Myself and a couple of other practitioners have done the training, and Janine Ash from Space to Be Wellbeing and I went up to the Northeast and was shown around all of the different, well, some of the different groups and different libraries we went to, Gateshead and Newbiggin, North Shields, Newcastle City Library, and
so we had a tour of some libraries.
We went around.
This is your job. How cool is that?
I know.
Hang on a minute.
Yeah.
Give your head a wobble. That's incredible.
I was absolutely blown away. But it was lovely. We got to meet some of the different practitioners and speak to the different people that use the groups and the sessions and find out what they, how they benefit from coming to these groups. And it's such a versatile and flexible program. It can be done in whatever way fits the cohort of people that you're delivering to. And so went up there and learnt as much as we could about how it runs up there, and then sort of came back really energised and buzzing with different ideas about how we can do it down around here. And I've started doing reading for wellbeing sessions now. I do it so that I've got a monthly theme. Last month it was space, and so I get lots of different reading materials together, magazines, different genres, National Geographics, graphic novels, anything that I can get my hands on, really, and sort of bring it to different groups. And the beauty of reading for wellbeing is not only is it something that you don't have to be an avid reader to join in with, it starts a conversation, you're just talking about the books that I'm bringing, but it also then encourages you to look at how you can then bring reading into your everyday life to use it as a mental health tool, because that's the purpose of reading for wellbeing. It's using stories as an escape. And they partnered with the Queen's Reading Room now as well, who have done some amazing research on the neurological benefits of reading, and that 5 minutes of reading for pleasure a day can reduce your stress by 20%. So just being able to go out there and share that information with people and encourage them to find a way that works for them to bring reading into their everyday life to support their mental health.
I love
such an important
that.
Thing to do.
And
it
is so good for you to just take a moment out of whatever is going on in your head.
Yeah.
Whatever, you know, however big or small, to just escape.
It's an escape,
And I think like the Woodyard is our thread is imagination, literature, and community. So having all of those together with and being able to create amazing spaces for people to not feel lonely is a real privilege.
What are the plans for the future? I know that there's probably nothing set in stone as such, like a structure to follow, but what are your hopes and what are your plans going forward for it?
I want Mindful Mondays to just go from strength to strength. It's already looking really, really good, but I want to have lots of different people doing lots of different things in there. I want the Reading for Wellbeing to just explode all over North Devon and go out to the rural areas, to people that don't necessarily have access to libraries and things, that could really benefit from sessions in their areas, and get different practitioners involved and get them trained up and part of a team. So lots to hopefully...
I think we've used Barnstaple as a kind of a test bed, and now it's understanding the need within the North Devon area and being able to take that out to people that potentially are lonely and isolated, but we can deliver it to them. So that's kind of like the next phase, is to be able to increase our impact across it geographically by working with other organisations and areas.
Mm. Are you looking for like other venues as well across North Devon to have a base, or is the Castle Chamber is going to be your sort of heartbeat?
Yeah, I think we work out there really well, and working with Richard is such a privilege as well. He's so community minded, and so how it's all working there works really well in alignment with what he wanted to do with that space. And he's got different organisations hiring it at different times as well now, which is lovely. But I think the Reading for Wellbeing is going to be in as many different areas as possible, and not necessarily in set venues, just wherever's going to work. It can be done with any cohort, and that's the beauty of it, is that it's so flexible that it doesn't matter where it is, it's going to be something that can work for that area.
Kaylee, you just said that you've been in this role for about a year now, so what's your favourite bit about what you do? What do you love? What makes you like get excited about it each morning?
I think the best part for me is the fact that I am meeting so many wonderful, wonderful people, and it's all so new to me. The third sector is so new to me that I didn't realise how much was going on in Barnstaple, and the way that everybody networks together and collaborates and finds out what's going on and how can we do this better and how can we work together to make this work for everybody that we're trying to support. It's the way that the community works in Barnstaple and how much everybody's trying to do so much good is absolutely incredible, and I had no idea about it before, so it's been lovely to learn about that.
I guess that's the point as well, Hepsy, isn't it? It's opening it up to people that perhaps are unaware that these things are around them.
Yeah, 100%. It's changing people's perspective on community as well, especially in this day and age where social isolation is a massive thing. We're kind of as connected as we've ever been through technology, but actually the in-person community connection is so... it's part of us, and we need to have that more and more rather than sort of like being isolated through screens.
Yeah, absolutely. Remind us again then where we can go for more information about the Woodyard project. Where's the best place to look?
So on our website, but also the Facebook page has got really regular updates about what it is that we've got going on and what's coming up, and how to get involved, and ways to contact us on there as well, and links to the website from there.
This is The Voice.